Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
To hour two on a Wednesday, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour two, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank, member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And Steve Schindler is off for the week.
On vacation. Back next week. Some time off right there. He has family in town, so he's off for the week. Be back on Monday.
But he's still here in studio, though. Ben almost forgot again, but I reminded him.
Ben, bring him in. We told you to set the alarm, and we just didn't work at Ben.
He even said my alarm went off. I just didn't do anything. That's part of the
problem. Ben's excitement during breaks to come out and talk to Sip and Jake is incredible. He comes out, and he's got a lot of takes.
He's very engaging.
He's got a lot of things going through his mind. There's no dip in the toe right there. He's all in.
You want to get him excited? Ask him about Trent Williams.
Yes,
Trent Williams,
one of the best to ever play the game.
Young Ben. He gave me a whole report on Trent Williams, the left tackle for the Niners.
That also tells you how much free time Ben has.
He's a football fan, and he says Trent Williams pulls. They pull the tackle. It's a big man coming around there.
Does he skip pull?
I don't know, Bill.
Ben, could you find that out? Do you know what that is, Ben?
We don't. Don't worry if you don't. I don't either.
I'll teach you what that is.
Yeah. Skip pull, the big man coming around there?
I'll show it to you.
71 for the Niners.
He's a very good player.
Yes, he is.
He's very, very good.
Oklahoma.
But Ben would tell you he's the best to ever do it.
Yeah. He nailed it. He didn't nail the Giants-Jets question.
So he asked the previous break, young Ben says, what's the king of New York? Is it the Jets or the Giants?
No, and Bill lost it.
From my other room doing my band workout.
He couldn't see the voice from the band.
It's the Giants. Yes.
But I was with Ben in that. My initial reaction was, you know what? I don't know. Bad initial reaction for a 58-year-old. Of course, it's the Giants. The Jets are the stepbrother.
Giants have won 2 Super Bowls this millennium, at least.
Yes.
2000. Yes. Jets have won the 60s?
69. Namath.
That's their one and only. That's it.
Namath.
That's it.
Namath.
AFL.
Just say Namath.
Yeah.
Better times, 1969?
What do you think?
I'm just confirming.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. Better times? Come on. What are we talking about?
Yeah. Guaranteed the win by the swimming pool. Every time someone guarantees a win, like whatever game it is, guarantee a win, it's like, this has all been done before. I don't want to hear it.
Like, I without a fatal shirt here.
Yeah. Namath did it.
Thanks to Midwest Bank for sponsoring hour two. 464-5685. Call or text the show as always. By the way, Chris from the Baldwin Shop did call in. Mm-hmm. Ben told us during Song of the Day and said that my last two songs
were from 1972 and 1976. Nebraska was apparently preseason number one in the polls both of those years. That's,
how about
that's
that?
That's history from Chris and the Baldwin Show.
It is history. So 72, they went to the Orange Bowl. And they didn't win a national title, but they'd come off of a national title, obviously. 76, I would guess they won 9. I mean, just going out on a limb. I think now, did they win 10 is the question. I don't know. I think they won 9 in 76. I would have to look. I mean, I was 10 years old. I wasn't covering the team at that point. But my guess is they won 9 that year.
I believe they went to Oklahoma undefeated. Maybe that was that in 75. When did they go?
They went
to Oklahoma undefeated one year and lost.
Okay. I don't have my media guide with me, Bill. I don't have my media
guide. That's
shocking. Who are you?
Yes.
I know.
This is rare.
Who are you?
It's like your comfort zone.
Yeah.
You have your comfort book. Yeah. Where's your comfort media guide?
I don't have it with me.
Yeah. But it's not the
I'm
same.
I'm uncomfortable.
It's not the same.
There's just some discomfort right now.
Well, I can tell. I can tell. All right.
And you.
There was a clip that was going viral from Nebraska.
Viral.
Yes. Somewhat viral on X or Twitter, as you might say. So there's a series called Chasing Three that Nebraska's Twitter account's putting out. It's like a 40-minute video. I haven't watched much of this to be
very 45 minutes. I started to watch it last night.
I've not really watched any of this.
I fast-forwarded to this point.
Okay. There was a clip, and if the practice that I went to that Nebraska was open from 1890.
Yes. Did you see this happen?
I saw that there was a little bit of a fight that occurred. There's an interception.
Scuffle.
Off a tip pass, and there was a fight after this, and this, you know, caused some drama, some problems at practice per Matt Rhule. So I'm going to play this short clip from Matt Rhule. This is from the Chasing Three series from the Huskers Twitter account, and this goes into why Matt Rhule says why Nebraska loses close games. Here's the clip from Chasing Three.
Hey, look at me real quick. If you guys want to know why we've lost a lot of close games, you just saw it, okay? We thud here, but because there's people watching, you don't want to look stupid because you're leveraging the football. We're just grabbing people and pulling them down, which means either you're not a good athlete or you're not doing what we're trained to do. Our seniors, their first drive, they go sit on the bench at a practice.
Appreciate it.
And a fight breaks out in front of the fans. So I'll make my point. But this is why we lose, because the minute there's people here, we don't do what we do anymore. How about we have pride in the way we practice, Jamari? Do your job the right way while we're out here. Yes?
Sir.
Do everything right. You can't change your shot with the game on the line. You do what you do, and I'm demanding you do it right. I promise you this will be a long night. For no reason other than I'm not losing, and that was losing. Not the result. The process sucked. So go to the rest of the practice, and I expect a standard, Ty. I expect a standard from you older guys. It's time to win. It's time to win. Winning is every day. Let's get to work.
Go.
All right, there's the clip from, that was going viral from the Chasing Three series from the open practice a couple Saturdays ago at Memorial Stadium.
Dressed them down.
Wonder who blends in the music in the background, the background music.
To play it again. I didn't even notice it.
There's background
music. Can you play that again a little bit?
The whole clip?
Go back the first 10 seconds.
Did it start right away with the music?
Okay,
start.
Look at me real quick. If you guys want to know why we've lost a lot of close games, you just saw it, okay? We thud here, but because there's people watching, you don't want to look stupid because you're leveraging the football. We're just grabbing people and pulling them down.
I don't know.
Was that the band in the background?
No.
That was background music for the thing.
That's for the show. I wonder if it was like wasn't it oboe? Do you think that's what it was, Ben? We can find that out. Ben probably has some sort of tie. He probably knows who's doing this inside because Ben goes to the college.
I didn't notice it until you pointed it out. The headphones really help.
Yeah, there's some background music.
Yeah, I thought that was good coaching. I mean, it was really interesting to me. It was interesting. It's interesting to me to hear a coach dress down his guys, call out Jamari Butler.
Said Jamari, yep.
He can do that to Jamari Butler because Jamari Butler's a dude and he's a leader and he can handle that sort of thing. And he's right. And I don't mind coach is just addressing the issue, which is we lose a lot of close games. It's got to stop. Don't skirt around it, and there's no reason to. I mean, it was a good message. It's interesting. It was interesting. I was thinking about this last night. Do the really good teams have issues with those sorts of flags? Personal foul stuff, just stuff that's unnecessary. I think they do sometimes. Alabama was pretty heavily penalized.
There'll be issues. The the penalties that drive you the most nuts are any form of pre-snap penalties. That's where you're just like with everything you can control. Sometimes within the play, things happen. That might be something. Now, a late hit where you can obviously – there's some late hits on the quarterback when they call it where it's like, I don't know what to tell the guy. I don't know what to tell the person on that. On the sideline, certain plays, you're just like, are you kidding me? That was so obvious it was coming, where there are certain things you can teach in that area. But there's sometimes it's like, I don't know what to tell this guy that was rushing the passer, and they called him for
– That's not bad.
That's not a bad
– This one. Was bad, yeah. And I agree with him. And I will just tell you as a Rider fan – when I see extraneous personal fouls, it does drive me crazy. It looks really bad to me. It looks really selfish, usually on the individual's part. Like if I was a coach, it would drive me up the wall if a guy did like what this guy did.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever, and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
What exactly happened?
Well, I think it was just a scuffle after an interception.
Shot you.
Okay. Yeah. And that's the kind of thing that would drive me nuts. Yeah. Okay, we got 15-yard penalty. We don't move the ball very well anyway, so now we got 15 extra yards. Well, I mean, have you looked at our offense lately, guys? We're 126 in the country. Now we got to go. You think we're going to get a first down? The chances are about 7%. Thanks. Nice. Nice job.
We about had a problem.
We went to coach mode there for a second.
Well, all of a sudden, I didn't know if I had to come across the table. Jake hit the button.
You see the problem. It does. I'm as a fan, if it's a team I like and they do that stuff, it looks really selfish is what it looks like to me. And I can see why he get upset. Nebraska's not good enough to do stuff like that. There are teams that are good enough, but even those teams, it looks bad.
No one's good enough because of that. Also, if it's like, yeah, we're really good, so it's okay to do that, then you'll never win at all. You'll have no chance. You're going to face a team that's just as good as you that doesn't do that.
It's a lack of discipline is what we're getting at. It's a lack of discipline.
Correct.
When you see a lack of discipline, it's really disappointing. It's really disappointing.
I look at our friend of the show, Lance Leipold, down at Kansas, who inherited just a program that was a complete mess, right? Mm-hmm. Just tons of 2-10 seasons, 1-11, 3-9. Mm-hmm. Goes 3-9 the first year, almost beats Oklahoma. Then they go to a bowl game the next year. He got the losing out of them pretty quickly.
Well, Lance, his teams, and I watched his Whitewater teams, guys, because their championship games would be on TV. Mm-hmm. His teams were really disciplined, as you'd expect. They're really disciplined. And particularly well coached on offense, because I thought Lance was, I mean, he's a really good offensive coach.
Absolutely. Has a great plan.
Yeah, he has a great plan. If you watch Kansas's offense, Jake, it's elaborate. I mean, they do a lot and it's well run. You don't see a lot of flags. Discipline. Lance's teams are very disciplined. And that's part of the reason Kansas turned around. He instilled discipline, obviously, very quickly. Lance doesn't jack around.
Well, I would ask, though, and obviously Bill can help us, because when it comes to bad habits, I mean, Nebraska's been losing for, you know, several years now. How do you just change bad habits and become a winner next season?
It's a lot of the situational stuff. You put them in situations. You put them in those spots. You put them in the exact same spot of the Iowa game last year. You put them in just different situations. Okay, here we are. Here's the score. Here's where the ball's at. Here's what we're doing. Whatever it is, you just keep putting them in situations so they feel comfortable within situations. If you look back now, and I don't know this guy, like I said, I was there for the one year, but if you look back, were a lot of these that when they talk about losing, it goes over a stretch of time when they talk about close games. Now, I don't recall or remember, was there like crazy penalties that caused it? Were there a bunch of where you said we lost because we became undisciplined at the end?
There's a variety of different
ways
to
different
lose
things
games.
That happen, yeah. But there's always different ways to happen. But I mean, what Coach Rule, you know, said, he was spot on with it. You know, with the scuffle, with this, all the little things that just can happen. You know, the one of the things that came up that I think I heard it correctly, but I don't know if I'm right, was that it was a practice, and they got done with a rep or a set or whatever, and players went over to the bench and sat on the bench.
Yeah, he said that, yeah.
And so I it's practice. You don't go over and ever sit on a bench in practice.
Yeah, he called them out for that.
So how was that structured?
Seniors.
So you don't know everything. Maybe they thought it was
You heard. You heard what you heard. Yeah. I don't know. You need much more explanation. Yeah. They went and sat down.
So there are some things there that were addressed at the time that needed to be addressed. So it was a great job.
You don't sit down during practice.
No. There's times I don't know what their structure. Everybody has a different one. There's times like that where if we're in a certain segment right there and it's at this section and someone's off on the sideline and for some reason they're on a knee or something, that can happen or whatever your structure is. But I would guess when they go out on a Tuesday and they practice it on the grass that they don't goes over and sits on the bench.
No.
So that would be the reason that was brought up.
Yeah.
And I hate to try to guess what everything was.
You're not guessing. Yeah. No, he said it. There's guys after the first drive, seniors that went and sat down. Didn't like that. It's not a good look. Shouldn't do it. There's benches there and they sat down. Not good. And then the personal foul is a personal foul. Bad look, people in the stands. It's not that the people in the stands. I think what got him was they kind of changed the way they did. The kids were changing the way they do things because there were people in the stands. You know, they didn't want to thud. They wanted to drag the guy down because it probably looked better. You know, no, don't change your shot during the game when it's winning time. Don't change your shot. Bill didn't change his shot at Pender. He shot that floater.
Floater, baseline. Kind of a George Gervin finger roll.
Did you put your leg up? Did you put your knee up? One knee up?
One knee up. Floater in the lane.
Floater.
From the elbow.
I got this, Dad.
I got this.
Style here.
Clear it out. I'm going to go to the elbow.
Trust me. Bill's calling for clear out.
Give me room. I don't want to pick.
He can't go left, though, so he's playing right.
They're all stacked on one side of me.
Coach's son. Just Duke's in the stand. Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Just shaking his head.
Oh, yeah. Coach's son gets the score.
Duke's just shaking his head.
Had to change the call. My dad's livid with me. Why'd you change the call?
No,
I talked to Duke. In the huddle, he said, thank
you. That's your dad.
In the huddle,
talk to Duke.
In the huddle, he said, thank you. To like that, I go, okay, 44 dive. Thank you.
Duke oh, my said, God, that's a moment.
Huddles are the best. That's what I'm telling you. That's
you
a missing.
You can imagine, Bill.
Oh, our huddles were, there was some insane stuff said in the huddle. There's just funny stuff that is said within the huddle all the time.
Me and Jake wouldn't know that.
No. We wouldn't. No, so no football.
Never been in a huddle.
No. Oh, I was.
Well,
I
for
was.
The Colts.
Yeah.
For the Colts.
100%.
Probably not as much funny things said when you're
not
eight.
When you're a kid.
Yeah.
It's a little different. No. Before we get to break, quick plug for our friends at Trados.
Trados.
Great marketing can be scary to some people. It doesn't have to be scary because if you trust the people at Trados, they can help you with your grain marketing plan. And Bill, you know these guys very well. Adam Ickes is part of this Trados organization.
Coached him.
The team. And the part that stands out in talking to Bex yesterday was You have so many variables. You have, okay, it's great. We have this unbelievable yield. But what about this part? What about this part? So all these different things that go on. And in the end, if you crush it as a farmer and you don't crush it how you sell your grain, then it means nothing.
Right.
It's like doing an incredible offseason and just being the best offseason team there is, and then you can't do anything on third down. That's exactly what it is.
Because you're not ready.
You're not ready for it. That,
and don't have
you,
the information.
You do all that stuff. You're going like, this is great. This is incredible. And then at the end, it's going, well, yeah, God, look at the crops. Look at that. It's the best yield we've ever had. And then we sold it at a stupid rate. And then now all of a sudden, didn't mean one thing. All the stuff you did means nothing. So having that piece and being part of a team and a game plan makes it all worthwhile. Meet with them. Talk to them.
Got it. You got to have someone you trust, though.
Yes.
If you're the farmer, you need someone you trust.
And you like someone like, so Ickes grew up as a what? A farmer from Page, like that. Dad's still farming. So he's from small town Nebraska, comes to Nebraska as a walk-on, becomes a scholarship player, and has a great career here. Wins the Pittsburgh game for us with the block, Scored a touchdown against Missouri and when Shanley blocked the punt.
Don't remember that really?
Scored a touchdown.
He recovered it. Shanley blocked.
And Shanley blocked it the next
huge
day.
Huge moment, Jake.
The next day in Page on Sunday afternoon, they had a potluck to celebrate it. They celebrated with a potluck. They had a potluck at the...
Really?
They had a potluck. So it was incredible. But anyway, my point is that not who you want to sit down and talk to, or you want to sit down and talk to some conglomerate that's from Maine that's going to fly in and tell you how to sell your product? Mm-hmm. No, how about talking to Trados?
Yep.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm. That'd be the smart thing to do. GOTREDAS.com. GoTREDAS.com. Check him out today. Grain marketing done better. When we come back, Bill's Thrills.
What is this?
Wild card Wednesday.
Wednesday. You got a headline?
I might.
Well, and we'll come back. Headline on Early Break in the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.